Allow me to introduce an economic concept, which if you didn't have it shoved up your ass in high school or college, then you didn't really have a real economics class, although most economic classes are worthless. Hang on, get some coffee here. I gotta get that hit. This is a concept called negative externalities, or externalities in general. And the real point and purpose, the creation of externalities in the economic world, was for Marxists to claim that there were these side consequences and we could measure them and we should tax people and that we could control the social environment, predominantly environmentalism, like, oh my gosh, the carbon footprint. See, there are these negative costs that are not accounted for in the normal cost accounting operation of a business. So a business were to make widgets, okay, and they got to pay money for the materials and the plastic and the metal that goes into the widgets. They got to pay for labor and insurance. But did they include all the pollution they made? Now, we economists at the Carlson School of Management have figured out some formulae to calculate how to go and tax that and put it into the price and imbue it. And it was all very, it was sophistry, as which all the liberal arts are. But that doesn't mean the concept of externalities is wrong. Why did this pull up? Why did that just pull up? Doesn't mean that there isn't a cost. There was one place like this company, and this is where you'll find a friend in me. You got a friend in me. where, what is it? The Ohio River caught on fire because some company was dumping chemicals into the river. Like, okay, you should do that. But the concept of an externality does exist where there are costs, though sometimes benefits to some kind of economic activity. And whereas the economists are all like jerking themselves off about environmentalism and global footprints, and they've sold millions of consulting services worth of dollars to companies like, here's your green report. Here's how you do a green report in your annual report. There is a real negative externality, and that is ugly people in the United States. Now, I don't mean physically necessarily like their face is ugly. I do mean fat, but it's one and the same. And you don't think about it. You really don't think about like, oh, Cappy's just being edgy. He's, oh, there goes Cappy. It's like, no, the more and more I thought about it, it's kind of like how I've been moving away from economics and taxes and going and looking at society. Whereas my concern, again, economically speaking, is not taxation rates. It's not even that we're spending money, printing off money. My concern is the competency of every average person out there. And they can't pour a double shot of espresso, two shots of double espresso, look it up. And when it comes to negative externalities of ugly people, I started realizing this has a larger effect on my life, and I'm going to argue yours as well, where you see ugly people all the time. Because whereas it's just like it's been slowly growing on us, people have slowly gotten fatter, people have slowly gotten uglier. Women have started to dress like shit. Men have started to dress like crap with their nice groomed beards. It was incremental. It was very slow. But then think about this. Think about it. It's like bad architecture. Does an ugly building, go to the West Bank of the University of Minnesota, go to the West Bank of Minneapolis. The architecture is so bad and so miserable, it makes you sad and depressed. And you don't realize it cuts its background noise, but it still is a negative cost. And I would argue it hugely affects your standard of living and your happiness and enjoyment of life. Architecture, that's architecture. Now let's take other human beings. Humans are the number one reason you're here, because you want presumably to fall in love with one, have kids, and spit out more human beings and like have a little army of little human beings that all call you dad, a grandpa, and that's the whole point of human. But whereas we could say architecture, yeah, I appreciate architecture, I appreciate art, I appreciate good-looking cars. Your interaction with humans is the number one thing that determines all your happiness and joy in life. And whereas we focus on personality, love, character, ethics, morals, principle of a good human being, I think we're totally underestimating the negative effect fat, ugly people have on the rest of us. I can't even say normal, because normally 70% of the people are overweight in the United States, obese or overweight. But for the rest of us who like don't fill our holes with food and crap, we can run a mile or two. I don't even want to call us the good looking people, just not the fat, ugly people. It's ruining our standard of living. It is having a huge negative externality cost to the rest of society. And so when I, you know, as you all know, I have a plan B I'm planning on working on. I moved to South Dakota, got on Minneapolis, got on Minnesota. Like, yay, success. Oh, hey. Still got to get out of the United States. United States is federal. See, I got state. I did good with the state, but the federal comes down on you. So I'm not sure how stable the United States is going to be. But in addition to government spending to GDP, national debt to GDP, balanced budgets, and all this other gun rights, I have a spreadsheet. One thing I added because it affects me that much is I'm sick of, I want to know, are there any fat people in your country? I looked up obesity rates, the BMI index by country, and you could find it out. Now, unfortunately, obviously, places like, you know, Ethiopia, North Korea, and all that are starving. Venezuelans are also pretty thin. Yay, socialism. But it was just being honest because it's not even having anything to do with sexual attraction to women. That has nothing to do with it. I'm sick and tired of having my eyes raped by fat, ugly people. I just want to see people comport themselves in an appropriate manner in public. And I saw this a little bit in Switzerland. I didn't like Switzerland all that much. It was too clean for me, too quiet. But at least when you went out in public, people comported themselves in a certain amount of manner and ethical efficacy, decorum. You go to South Dakota's Walmart, there's four, I think two in Sioux Falls, two in Rapid City. You go to the North Side Walmart, you go to the South Side Walmart, it doesn't really matter. And it's atrocious. It is disgusting. And you could always make fun of people at Walmart, but it's just, no, this is good old America. America, conservative, Republican, libertarian, gun-toting. Yeah, they are. But you walk in, you're all fat. You're all disgusting. You're all ugly. And beyond politics and economics and finances and all that, I'm starting to look at it. I'm like, okay, what kind of life do I want to live? What culture do I want to live in? And I want to live in a culture where people are not fat, disgusting pieces of shit. Where they have a bit of modesty. Where they have a bit of pride left in their physical appearance. Where they're not going out in their sweatpants and their soccer mom shoes with their, you know, three kids, their crotch fruit in tow from five different fathers at midnight at Walmart shopping for something because mommy forgot to, like, manage her time correctly during the daytime. I'm really sick and tired of looking at fat, ugly people. Really tired of it. And just like architecture or good-looking buildings and the environment, because you want to look at pretty things, I'm sick and tired of looking at fat, ugly Americans. I'm so sick and tired of going downtown and just, and you don't realize how conditioned you are, like just to assume it's background. But here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want all of you to do. Today, go out. Doesn't matter where you're in the United States, everyone's fat here. Go out and just look at the 48-year-old mom who's got her gut, let herself go, and like, wow, some guy's married to that. You know, look for the ring. Make sure it's married so you got proof that somebody married that thing. And think about how miserable that sex life is. Then look at the husband. Husband ain't no better. He's just this disgusting fat piece of shit. What do you think? The wife is like getting all wet and bothered about him. She's like, and she would like to find another man, but she's so fat and disgusted, ain't nobody else going to go after her. But just go out there and look. Just look, and then you'll get repulsed. You'll get really angry. Maybe I shouldn't even told you this. Maybe I shouldn't have like pulled the wool off of your eyes. But just go out in public. Go to your gas station. Go to your Walmart. Go here. Go there. And just look at all the fat, ugly people. And realize like, they're not doing it on purpose, but there is a negative externality. And then the worst thing, it's not that you got to look at it. It's a statement of our society. It's a statement that this is your average American. Your average American is a fat, disgusting, obese piece of shit. They're probably in debt. They are probably divorced once or twice or thrice. They have kids they can't afford, probably some student loan debt. But just the fact they are so disgusting, so physically revolting, it's like, wow, this is my team. And it has nothing to do with economics. It has nothing to do with finances or taxes or anything like that. It has nothing to do with parasitism. It's just, I'm sick and tired of living in a country of a bunch of ugly people. Just like how, can you, the basics, second and third world countries, at least the women comport themselves a certain way. Men dress up a little bit. Can we not just do that? Do we have no shame? Do we have no pride? Can we not just say, I'm going out in public, I better dress up a little bit? Can't even do that now. And most people aren't aware of it. They're truly unaware, like when they go to Walmart and they go to Home Depot and they go to whatever, they go get to the gas station, they're unaware. They have no self-actualization, self-realization, self-cognition. They're not aware of what they're doing because it's so background, so normal. But now that I kind of like stopped and look, I'm like, I'm done with this. The next country I go to is going to be one where not everyone's got to look like a model, but I want to like go out in public. Like, this is a good looking people. This is a good looking country. These people have pride in their appearance. They're pride in their health. They're going to work out. They're not going to be insulting. They're not going to go and rape everybody's eyes with their disgusting slothness and grossness and obesity. The girls are going to put on nice little heels, maybe a little bit of, there's a gal. I'll tell you about this gal. Show you what I'm talking about where it's not sexual. This gal had to be about 60, 65. She was retirement age or approaching it. And she was a boomer. You know, I don't like boomers. But she had a pretty blue dress on. She was also in shape. And any guy who's that age would be, I mean, she was a good looking gal for 65. But what struck me most about her is that she put on a nice blue dress. It wasn't sexy. It wasn't slutty. She wasn't going out nightclubbing. This was at a grocery store, for God's sake. She just put on a nice blue dress. She had long hair. She was put together. Not overly so. But the woman took pride in her appearance. And when she went out, whether you were a young man and not sexually interested in her, or perhaps an older man, like definitely sexually interested in her, it was a pleasant thing to see. It was like a flower among a bunch of turds, frankly, is what it was. And just like, wow, here's a pretty older woman. I have no sexual interest in her, but boy, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's nice. That makes me in a better mood. A positive externality. And now here in the United, oh no, no. No, I get pink. Hey, ladies. Give it up already. Give it up. Don't wear pink. Pink, just because it says pink on it, that's so like 1999. All right, you're fat and you're disgusting and you're a sow. Okay, that doesn't make you hot. Doesn't make you edgy. And you guys, my God, I mean, I know we always focus on the women here because we're interested in sleeping with women. That's, you know, kind of the name of the game here. But you guys are just as fat and disgusting as well. Or you're soy. I mean, if you ain't fat, you're soy. I mean, and that's not a good, no girl is like, oh, I can't wait to go to Walmart to look at the hot tail there. Do you guys wear fitted clothing? Which I understand, and maybe you can't afford when you're younger. I got that. All right, but do you go to the gym? Do you work out? Do you wear appropriate attire? Now, admittedly, I just kind of walk out with my schleppy jeans and my schleppy shirt if I'm running errands. Right, but I've never shown up in sweatpants, in sandals. Okay, and even when I do go, I do put on like a bowling shirt or a nicer shirt or something. Like, you know, I work out. If I go to the gym, obviously I'm in sweats. Okay, that makes sense. But what are you guys doing? Are you guys like presenting? You comporting yourself when you present yourself in public? Are you putting on some nice clothes? Are you putting on something that isn't like atrocious? But I just so you know, like down the road, like, you know, I always like to think I'm a little bit on the edge. I'm on the frontier of economic analysis. Like, I predict things are going to happen. We could all talk about economics and finance all day. We could talk about, ooh, hyperinflation and money printer go burr and all that. Okay, is that really that important? I mean, we kind of got food, clothing, and shelter. As long as there's a crippling recession, I think we'll be all right. I just want to see good looking people. Not necessarily all models in George Clooney, but I would like to go to a cafe, and when I walk in, the women look good and the men look smart. They're all put together. I want to walk into a grocery store and not see a, like where it's standard, where it's standard. I don't see a overweight 48-year-old woman. And that's the other thing. I mean, you really look at it, just look at the fat on them. Look at the fat. Look at your average American human who's in their 40s. You're just like, you're like, ugh. And they're the normal ones. That's the average. That's not rare. That's Joe Blow American. And you just, and then you look, and then you just start looking around. You see, oh, I see fat people. And you're like, oh my God. Oh, and you'll get disgusted. You get disgusted. So there we go. All right. Super chats. DJ Aftershock, $2. Would physical ed fitness be mandatory if you were president? No, I wouldn't have public schools. You'd have to go to education, but I would have it homeschool, taught online. If you want, you could have private schools, but I'd eliminate the public school system. And I just give money. Like, here's your money for tuition. I'll get your kid educated. But I would, if I was president, I wouldn't. States, I'd be very non-participatory. If anything, I'd be like scaling back the federal government and like outsourcing Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid to the states. I'm like, nope, all you guys. Federal government's getting out of this business. We provide defense, a federal judiciary, Department of Transportation. That'd be about it. I mean, there'd be very little, very little. But no, I believe, look, people want to be fat. They want to get ugly. They want to get lazy and lethargic. Go ahead. Please do. I'm not here. You'll suffer your own consequences. You'll be lonely. You'll have a bad sex life. I can't imagine a life worse than having a bad sex life or just not having sex at all because you don't like your partner. Your spouse is ugly and fat and disgusting. I mean, that's most Americans. Fred Freeman, solemn Mexican poops for $2. Fat tax. It's the only way, Cappy. Tax the fat. No. You don't understand. I'm not. Americans have gotten fat because of reasons. Cheaper food, hardworking previous generations that made put life on easy mode for the rest of us, the welfare state, stimmy checks, media. You know, think about this. You got all of them, not some. All the media telling women big is beautiful. Like they actually got women. By the way, buy Dove soap. I don't want to change human behavior. I want human behavior. I want you to have agency and responsibility and freedom. You want to eat? Go do it. Go do. I'm just going to go to a culture where I guess women in particular know, but men as well. It's like, no, we have to be in shape. Out of respect for my fellow citizen, I'm not going to hurt their eyes and their vision with being an ugly person. That's the type of culture I want to go to. And that's why I was saying that non-economic analysis, that non-economic variable speaks more about the quality and standards of living of that culture or that country than income per capita, debt per spending, all that other stuff that I looked at economically. But I don't want, no, I want, go be fat. Go be fat, ladies. Go be fat, guys. Have fun. Fred again, $2. I fat shamed myself, lost 35 pounds, ate too much in 2017 to 2019. Yeah, and you're in great shape, Fred. Your old captain's got to go for a hike here pretty soon. I've been taking a couple days off just doing internet work. But it's just, I know. And why'd you do that, Fred? Because you wanted to not be a disgusting piece of shit. That's basically it. Fred's the only one around here right now. And Swallow. Ah, good old Swallow Blue. Oh, I gotta do Miss Super Chats. Fred again for $2. What did you think of the pick of my mom in 1984 versus 2020? Your mom was hot. Your mom was good looking in 84. Yeah, now she's fat. Right. She's the standard overweight American woman. Frumpy. Just frumpy. Why would your dad want to have sex with that? I feel bad for your dad. But that's every guy. Please use an avatar. What's wrong with you? Screw you. Jack and Ryan Stone had a show over on Red Evening. over at Jack's channel. Fred Freeman, solid $2. Not overweight, not liberal, no bad debt. All I ask. You're not going to get that here. Give up. Go overseas. Not because you want to find yourself a wife, just so you can look at pretty girls. Like, I'm not kidding. I can't wait to go to Asia. Just to, like, go and look at the not fat people. You know, look at the Thai men just dressed in appropriate attire. Look at the Thai women who are svelte and look like young ladies. Korea, I don't know. Very pasty white. I don't really have an interest in Korea, though. South Korea, anyway. I don't want to go to North Korea, obviously. But South Korea, I'm like, I'm over there. Might as well check it out. A buddy of mine says you'd love it. It's like 2057 technology, but 1950s America culture. I'm like, really? But again, it has nothing to do with specifically the Korean people or the Korean women. It's just, I like to go out in public. I'd imagine Dubai is the same thing. We got any of our Middle Eastern dudes out there? Middle Eastern guys, you got to tell me, like, the Muslim gals, they don't get fat, do they? Like, they keep it on, they're in robes and things like that, but they still keep themselves in shape, especially when you go out in public. I don't think there's an obesity problem in Dubai, is there? But you're not going to get that, Fred. They're going to be overweight. They're going to have debt, and they're going to be Democrats because that's how they were programmed to be, which is why I would not have a public education system. Swallow Blue, $5. In my state, prenups are illegal for any court, though it's legal for lawyers to sell them. I'm wondering, do any states accept them? Just so you know, Swallow, because everyone knows Swallow's a little bit younger than all of us, 21, 20-year-old guy. Your prenups don't matter. It just don't get married. That's it. Just don't get married, either explicitly through marriage or living together and cohabitating in a state that has common law marriage. Just don't get married. The circus, the fanfare, the theater of prenups is completely irrelevant. Just don't get married. I even did a video about that. Don't get married. There, now I solved your problem. And then, you know, you think, well, then what girls are going to want to date me? You'd be surprised how many women like guys says, we're never getting married. Nope, you're going to have your own place over there and you're going to do these rules and these laws. So I now wouldn't worry about Swallow. You're a young man. You ain't got no money yet. You know, you're on your way, but don't worry about it. No girl's going to come after you and gun after you. Wow. Okay. We got a lot of super chats coming in here. God, we could talk about fat Americans. Zvezdan Pavkovic. $5. I disagree. Public schools brought hundreds of thousands of people out of poverty in former Yugoslavia. I'm not saying there's not going to be education, Zvezdan. I'm not saying there shouldn't be education. The government would give a stipend. We give vouchers for public education. I'm not saying kids don't need to be educated. I would actually mandate y'all getting educated. It'd be insurance, like car insurance here. I don't know if you're familiar with the United States, but by law, most states require you have car insurance. But the government doesn't provide the car insurance. You have to go buy it from a private company. And that's what I would do with education. I'm like, no, the public school system has proven itself not to educate the kids worth a damn. If anything, they brainwash women to hate men and everyone to be a socialist. And maybe we get around to learning about personal financial management. But, you know, and I don't know how much you're aware of the United States education system. You go to school for 13 years. And when you come out of 13 years of schooling, you still are not equipped with any skills that are employable. You then have to go to another 4 years of schooling, which to me means the American education system has failed. If you have kids for 13 years and you can't teach them one damn thing that gets them a job and now they got to go to college, screw you. And what you'll find out is for the most part, it's a public babysitting operation. That's all the public school system is. So I'm not against education. I'm against public schools because they've proven themselves to be completely worthless. They don't do anything. And now Yugoslavia, well, yeah, absent of no education. Yeah, I'm sure that helped hundreds of thousands of people out of poverty. So yeah, if I had a choice between no education and a public education system, I would still go with the public education system. But no, the government is no. Here's your money. We'll pay for it, but it's going to be private. Besides, with if we really want to be honest, we just educate our children at home through the internet. But that would require parents love their children. And mommy's career just so much more important than little Bobby. Fred, $2. My mom's fat again. About ended marriage of 35 years. Yeah, well, you know, women love food more. They love food more than men. They do. You girls choose that. Men love food more than women. That we see it. It's too bad that I don't know how. Well, women know. They know. But I don't know how much clearer it can be. Men only ask you out because they're physically interested in you and they want to have sex. Because otherwise, I don't know how many times. Let's say it again, boys and girls. Men who like women but not sexually, they're called friends. So we could be perfectly good friends with lots of gals. But love and romance is all contingent upon physical attraction. And if you girls want to give up your physical beauty because you're lazy and you're slothful and you're pathetic, go ahead. But if your husband or boyfriend steps out on you or finds another gal or divorces you or dumps you or drops you, don't get all upset. You made the choice. You put the food in your mouth. You didn't go for a walk. And look, you know, marriage of 35 years, huh? What's that worth? I mean, hey, mommy needs a ho-ho, you know? That's more important than marriage and a family, right? Right? Cabergoon cabulous for $4. Even if ugly, dress damn accordingly. Yes, you are right. Like, not, let's admit, okay, not everyone's going to be beautiful. We understand that. I'm going to be short, right? Okay. Not everybody looks like George Clooney. But what's his name? He was in Roseanne. Why can't I remember his name? FU money guy. I can't remember. But we all know the actor. He was a extra large men's model back in the day. And he dressed dapperly. You know, and yes, men could be overweight. Okay, here, I'll give you another one. You guys remember Nell Carter? I don't know if she's alive anymore. But Nell Carter was a very large black woman. But she always dressed very fancifully. She always presented herself with an amazing amount of class and decorum. And even though Nell Carter was a larger gal, you still looked there and said, look at that gal. Look at her. She's got, hang on, let me see if she's alive anymore. Nell Carter. Oh, that's Neil. Wait, Neil Carter. That's not the black woman. Nell? Or did I put Neil? Nell. Nell. Nell Carter. Okay. Oh, she died in 2003. Okay, yeah, now, guys, take a look at Nell Carter. Now, very large black woman. But I don't think you're going to find a picture of her not in a dress looking. Yeah, look at her. She's very singer. Yeah, look at her. She just, you know, yeah, here she is singing. Got a purple dress on. You know, so yeah, no, not everyone's going to be good looking or svelte or trim or because of Gen X. I'll grant you that. Ain't no reason you girls can't put on a dress like Nell Carter. Is that going way back to the 80s? And by the way, she died early, 2003. She was like 50 something. Nonstop Dre 360 at $1.99. Cappy would love Japan or South Korea, low obesity. I'm not saying I wouldn't appreciate it. I don't know if I just would mix with the culture. Because knowing what I know about Switzerland, it was too sterile for me. And in South Korea, I imagine it's even more so. Japan, maybe, but I don't think they'd really appreciate me, or not that I want to be appreciated, but I would stand out as any white man would. Maybe the Philippines or Thailand, I'm thinking more second world, developing country. No offense to Japan or Korea. I don't know if I'd enjoy it, but I don't know if I'd fit in. I don't know if the people would really like me there. Billing Slaymeister for 100 Singaporean dollars. Hang on, I gotta look up what's the SEK. SEK to USD. Oh, kronas, Swedish kronas. All right, that's 12. That's 12 bucks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, you're sorry, in Sweden. Retired U.S. military guy. I live in Stockholm. I go through the forest with 150 pounds of rocks in my backpack for a four-mile hike at 5 a.m. Being in an international city keeps you in check because you got to compete. For what? Are you competing against good-looking men for the women there? I'd be curious with your U.S. military experience. You're living in Stockholm. Like, do the girls... I just hear that Sweden women hate men. Just they're very feminist. Although if you look at the Swedish soccer team, their women look like women. They're very pretty. So I don't know much about the Nordic area, except for the fact I'm 60% Scandinavian. I don't like that. Jasper Herweiser. 5 euros. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. Sick and tired of ugly people. Stop looking in the mirror. Touché, Casper. Touché. That's... See, the thing is, I know I'm not ugly. I know I'm all right. I'm a, you know, amazing looking guy, but at least I'm, you know, in shape. Swallow Blue. $5. I'm not getting married. Just curious for a novel I'm writing. And when it comes to a woman, never really had an interest. Not a virgin Tao or Gahe. No, I wouldn't accuse you of that either, Swallow. Just, I don't know what a prenup's going to do for anyone. AJ, $2. He has nothing to say. Thank you very much for the $2. Fred Freeman Saul, $2. One ex fasted for me because she wanted me to propose, 2016. Yeah, but did she lose the weight or she just like fast for a week and that was it? Caught up. There you go. All right. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.